Sometimes I shave my legs and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I comb my hair and sometimes I won't. Depending on how the wind blows, I might even paint my toes. It really just depends on whatever feels good in my soul.
Women's Month, but every day is Women's Day, and we are so much more than we, you know, than society depicts us to be. So walk in your truth and forever love yourself and beautiful souls as we transition from 3D and 4D to 5D. All things must change. And so mid-rising, the moon migrated into Aries. Prepare yourself for the new moon and the new moon rituals. And it's officially a new year. Like I said, I've been running through it already. But welcome back to Vibrate Higher. This is the last episode of season two. I am Lissa Renee, and of course, I'm joined by my co-host, Queen Richie Rich. Queen Rich, hey, lady, I'm excited to hear about you and your night, but how is your day going?
What's going on? My day is going great. Girl, we did our walkthrough for the new place, and I am in love. It's so nice and spacious, and the floors are all hardwood. So I'm really pumped. I'm fucking excited to be moving this weekend, and I'm not going to stop talking about it until we get into our new place. That's how my day's been. I rested, and then baby cooked. Shit, we chilling. We chilling now.
The walkthrough of your new place, tell me about it. I'm here. I didn't know you were going today. Not like it's my business, but.
No, baby, she had already did her walkthrough, but me and the kids finally got to see it. And it's just, you know, bigger than where we were when we first got here. You know what I mean? This was a come-up spot. Next, we're going to make a little home, and then we'll go ahead and go forward to the next level. But, girl, I'm just excited to, you know, fresh start. Who don't get excited about that? You know what I mean? Just spring cleaning and getting everything out the way, getting everything organized from, you know, from jump. It's just, I just love it. It's great. The apartment is great. It's a little more, you know, like I said, spacious. Like, it's more room for the kids. Our boys are huge. Girl, we finally got a tub. We had a two bathroom. But our restroom only had a stand-up shower. Girl, I'm so ready to soak in this tub and relax. I'm just excited. I'm pumped.
That's good. And it's so crazy you said that because on my vision board today, I changed it to fresh start. So fresh starts are up on us. But you told us how your day went. How did your night go?
Oh, my gosh, girl. So you know how I told you I came up on mushrooms and I was ready to go on the look. I hit you up like you said, take a gram. Girl, I had my little scale ready and everything. I had a gram. Tell me why I feel like I didn't do enough, but just to test it out, it was enough, you know, just to feel out how I would feel. Girl, I felt stuck and I was shitty, honestly. But I didn't really, you know, go down the rabbit hole and, you know, see any colors. And all. I haven't done that yet, but tonight is the night, baby. I'm jumping in it. No fear.
That's good. Well, I'm glad you were able to at least feel it in. Yeah, I was nervous because you was just like, help. And I was just like, okay, well, because for me, I don't know. I guess I'm just like, I like to test my limits all the time. So when I jumped in, I was just like, hey, I'm going to try 2 grams. And then the next day I made sure that I microdosed because you don't really come down from it like you think you do. And so I microdosed the next day, and it was just like everything was so beautiful. But while on psychedelics, I wanted to ask you something because I was sitting at my desk today. You know, I work from home, just watching a screen around 4:12. And I told myself I wasn't going to smoke until 5, you know, to last me through 6:30 or whatever. And I was just like, you know what, fuck it. And I rolled up, knowing before my shift ended I was probably going to smoke again. But when I'm off, I don't even smoke like that. And so I was wondering, like, I don't know if it's because I'd be taking care of business or what, but do you smoke more on the days that you work, or do you smoke the same? It don't matter. I feel like these customers are causing me to fucking smoke a lot. Like, I don't drink no more. I don't pop pills. I don't do shit. So it's just like, I'm going to smoke.
Girl, you know, to think about it, that's maybe why I be so unbothered, you know. Before we got on air, you asked me, like, you know, you was like, I never complain. I'm sorry, I had to cough. But, girl, I smoke. Every 2 hours I'm rolling up. I feel like that may be the reason why I don't give a fuck. And I just go along, you know, it's scripts. So I'm just reading scripts, taking orders, doing my job. Like, it's back to back to back. And I smoke back to back to back. I'm talking about blunts. Back to back to back. On shit. And, I mean, shit, I think that's the beauty of working from home. Shit. Because, you know, if you was in a call center, and you getting these calls and motherfuckers on your nerves, baby. You can't go and smoke and do this and that. No, little girl, how you drink me a beer on the clock just to keep my nerves calm.
Yeah, I definitely used to drink on the clock. But, boy, they had me flying up back to back, and I thought it was weird. And I was just like, I don't know. And you pissed me off. You're going to hear me fired up. And it was to the point to where my supervisor was just like, Ms. Hunter, you can't be smoking cigarettes while you're on the clock. And the first time I was told that, I damn near told on myself because I'm not smoking no cigarettes. She's like, well, what are you smoking, Black Mouth? But
yeah,
they told me to smoke.
Yeah.
But anyways, you know, just thinking about the change that is coming to us, before we jump into today's episode, I went to bed after you texted me last night. I just wanted to make sure, you know, you were straight. And so I've been dreaming more often than lately, you know, often lately than I ever have, like, than I can recall. And so in my rising times each day this week, it has been causing me to cry. Not, like, wake up crying because I had a nightmare, but just after I'm relaxing, settling through the day, I'm fucking crying, releasing these energies. And so I know, like, the change is needed in this realm, and no matter the aftermath, it needs correcting. But now my kids are back to saying that our shows are scaring them. And I just feel like, for me, it's all about putting the knowledge out there. I want people to know, you know, what I know, if not more. And so I feel like people in life don't get ahead with one person withholding, you know, all the information. And so yesterday, that text was everything. Let me tell y'all, Queen Ridge and I, we spoke briefly, and it felt like old times. But not only that, it was just clearing all the air. Like, I'm forever grateful to say, like, you and I, we are locked in. Like, we don't always talk, but we know how to communicate when needed. And if that sounds wrong for the stupid, low vibrational people, we don't talk as much now because our off days have changed and shit. We both have children in a home to maintain, but then our lives are just evolving. And so shit has been going great. And when you put in the work and you're spiritually aligned, you know, it's what you desire has been proven to be rewarded. And I'm just grateful for all the things in my life at this moment, you know, the love, the friendships, the connections, to be one of the chosen ones. And, you know, I could go on, but everything is everything. And I feel like for Vibrate Higher, you and I individually is, you know, it's up from here. So, again, I do thank you for, you know, the conversation we did get to have yesterday, no matter if it was text, because we're able to bring our ideas together, and it is safe to say that we will be back for a season 3. But jumping into tonight's show, I know many of you celebrated your new year January 1st, but you really have to ask yourself, which month would it be celebrated if we had not, you know, if the month had not been added? And so if you've been tuned in, you know, back in January and February, we already discussed both months individually and when they were added and why. But before we go deeper into that, just want to let everyone know we'll be touching on the vernal equinox, which we know as the spring equinox. And I wanted to know, Queen Rich, what do you know about the spring equinox?
I learned a lot about it because I don't know names. Like I told you, I don't be knowing names for shit. I just feel it. I feel the shift, and I feel when shit is off. And I actually just, I know what you've taught me so far with the past episodes and stuff. But like I said, it's a whole feeling. When you know shit is off, like you said, winter, nothing is new during the winter season. You know what I mean? That's resting and everything. And that's how your body really feels. You may go out and celebrate like it's a new year or something like that, but it's, well, my body, you know, it's still feeling sluggish and, you know, still in that winter mode, want to sleep and hibernate and, you know, be still. It just never felt right for me. And that's why I knew how I knew, you know what I mean, that something ain't right. Something ain't adding up. And not only that, just the whole the calendar months and things like that, I've never understood, you know, why some months have this many days, some months have that many days and shit like that. How are they adding this shit? I don't know. Like I said, I've learned a lot from you as a coach. I'm so grateful. You know what I mean? Like I said, you teach me new words. You teach me new ways of looking at shit and seeing things. But that's I didn't even know it was called, you know, the vernix equinox. You know what I mean? Like, I never knew that. But you dropped that knowledge on me.
I thank you for that. And, you know, when I first started learning about the spring equinox, it was, like you said, it's one of those things that you just feel. It's just like, It just felt wrong. For me, it was sitting up in church all motherfucking night until the new year came in. Why were we doing a 12-hour prayer service? Like, that shit used to grind my gears. And so I just got into this spiritual journey, and it was just like, no, this is not this. And I was hearing this shit within me. And when I first told people, like, because, you know, me, people, they only see me as the freaky list, so they don't know the knowledge, they don't know shit but what I show them. And so it was like, for me to come out the way that I did, it was kind of like, oh, you trying to be Miss Cleo type shit. So a lot of people laughed, but then a lot of people, those same people that laughed, they're now on the, you know, the spiritual journey that they're on. And it's so crazy because with the spring equinox, like when you're speaking about the calendars, the old math and shit like that, it was so crazy because yesterday it was cold as fuck. And me and my sister, we were sitting outside, and they tried their best to hide the fucking sun. Like, we were sitting outside, and you can see the clouds just surround the sun. Like, and by the way it looked in the street, it was as if night walked up, and each step he took, the area shaded out as if the sun was trying to, like, run or some shit. But it was so weird. Mm. And then now today, it's 76 degrees, you know what I'm saying? And so it's just so weird. And, again, this realm is alive, you know, Mother Earth, whatever you want to call it. Like, it breathes the way that we do. And this sub-zero-ass weather, again, like we stated, it is not normal. And so with, you know, this spring equinox coming into effect, you know, what is the spring equinox? And as I say always, you know, if you know where the word derives from, then you're kind of able to understand the word. And so equinox, it derives from an old Latin word, an equinoctium, and an old French word, equinoctie. And so to keep it simple, equa, it means equal, and nox means night. But Queen Rich, I wanted to ask, because I got to thinking, If time doesn't exist, do you really believe that the nights are now equal to the days?
Oh, if time does, see, that's tricky. Because what are we adding? What's equaling up? Is it hours? Is it the sun being in the sky and the moon being in the sky? Like, I don't get this stuff. I just honestly do not get this stuff. I don't. Because, I mean, it feels like days are longer than nights now. You know what I mean? When the time changes, when you spring forward or whatever the fuck they call it, it's a whole mental fucking hallucination to me. I don't know how to explain it at all, but
it does make you think.
You know,
but when you get to thinking about it, if night came before day, that would make the nights longer than the days now. And that's what I honestly feel, because, and it's weird, like you say, it'll send you on a whole fucking trip trying to add up this old math, and it would take you, you know, several days of analyzing and notations to really figure out if we're on hours or if we're, you know, if we're going off sky time. And by that, I'm meaning just mimicking and watching, you know, what happens, you know, up top. And so, because, you know, as above, so below. And so I know back then, a lot of times they used to mimic, you know, the constellation. And so astrology and all of that shit, it plays a big part of it. But again, it'll still send you down the fucking hole. But like you say, the months are different. The fucking days are different. You know, Sunday and Monday, they're after this celestial bodies, you know, sun and moon. But the other days, they're named after Norse gods. And so Tris Day, Woden's Day, Thor's Day, Frigg's Day. And so they state that Saturday doesn't follow the same pattern, and because the name actually means hot water day. But I feel like it didn't follow the pattern for them because they funky ass never bathe. But even when you go on down, no, seriously, they thought something was wrong with that. I don't know why. But even if you go on down, you know, how the days have changed, you know, today's the week start with the moon, you know, Monday, and it ends on the sun, you know, Sunday. So previously it was Sunday being the first day, and then Saturday being the ending of the week. And so the Roman gods, the Nordic weekend names, you know, and when you get to learn that each planet is also a resemblance to what we would consider our creator, how the Romans depicted. So, you know, the gods and the planets were Mars, Mercury, Jupiter, Venus, and Saturn. And so in the Nordic countries, the sun, Sunday, and the moon, Monday. Okay, that's the same. And also became the first 2 days of the week. You know, Sunday and Monday was the first 2 days. But when you go down, Mars, which used to be Tri, that was Tuesday. Then Mercury, that's for, you know, Odin, that's Wednesday. Jupiter became Thor, which is Thursday. And Venus became Frigg, which is Friday. And Saturday, it is, you know, out of the system. And it's really for Saturn. But if you go even deeper, before all of the religions in, I wouldn't say cultures because every culture existed, but before all of these religions, the days mean something totally different, like Saturday means the day that you should rest. So I don't know. It's just a lot. But going in that, I said all of that because did you know that they considered the spring equinox to be a Norse pagan tradition, well, paganism?
No. How?
Exactly. So Old Norse religion, also known as Norse paganism, is most common. Its most common name for a branch of the Germanic religion, which developed during the Proto-Norse period. And so this was, again, you know, as we know, before Christianity, and Christianity replaced it. And so, as we know, it seems like everything was replaced with Christianity, and everything pre-Christianity is considered to be something that's fucking not, because I like to pride myself on not celebrating a bitch-ass thing. And even back then, before these times, this shit existed, but it was not, it wasn't called this. They did, you know, honor that March was the new year, and why they wanted to change that, we know because we talked about it. But when you do the old math, it's, I feel like it's not hard to do, but it's just like, why? I'm always asking why. Why was this shit necessary? Like, Queen Rich, do you think the extra months are necessary? And why the fuck would we need this added? Like, why would we be celebrating New Year's, a new year, in the middle of winter?
Well, what I have to say about the months being added, have you ever heard of time being added, like them adding years on to dates and stuff? You know who I mean when I say that. Have you heard of that before?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Okay. So I feel like that has a lot to do with it, because these motherfuckers want to stretch shit out to reign longer. The evilness and the destruction, it's all tied into things. Just like, you know, they say every day we're living the same day. Or they'll tell us it's 24 hours in a day when it's really 12 in a day and 12 at night. Like, it's just everything is to confuse us, you know what I mean, and to keep us at a whim of their hand. And, oh, celebrate this because of this when it really means this for us. But you think this, and we're really, you know what I mean, y'all are consumed. It's all about, bro, I don't know. It's a fucking rabbit hole. It just goes too far. Everything is wrapped up in everything.
It is. And you know, we speak a lot on connectivity. All this shit is connected, but I didn't want to go too deep today. But which really blew my mind was, you know, about time, what you said, was just the fact that a lot of people feel like 12 a.m. is midnight, that's a new day. Midnight would be 6 p.m. Central Standard Time if we were speaking on our time zone. It would not make midnight, it wouldn't take midnight to make a new day. So that's why when we speak on time, it can be confusing because of shit like that. But on the spring equinox, I didn't want to go too deep, but, you know, I always got a clip somewhere. And it's under 5 minutes, and I just wanted to play it and get your thoughts on it.
This new moon and spring equinox, marking the beginning of the true astrological new year, is bringing amplified energetic support around things like fresh starts, taking initiative, and shedding any stagnant winter energy, along with getting clear on what you'd like to create in the new year. Now, if you're someone who hasn't fully resonated with the current Gregorian calendar's New Year's resolutions that tend to happen in the dead of winter, when we see that most land animals are hibernating, resting, or taking shelter, then the spring equinox is likely what you're truly aligned with. And it's here to help us usher in fresh, new, budding ideas and approaches, just as we see the budding flowers and baby plants taking root at this time. By the way, hello, hello, friends. It's Alina back for another lunar energy reading for this upcoming new moon in the very driven fire sign of Aries. So in this video, we'll talk ways to embrace and align with the astrological and seasonal shifts happening at this time, along with top transits. And of course, at the end, I'll offer some custom new moon writing prompts so we can journal and reflect and set intentions together. And with that said, let's dive in. As many of you already know, new moons mark the beginning of a new lunar cycle, where we see that the moon is virtually invisible in the night sky because there is none of the sun's light being reflected on it. This is seen as the lowest energetic point in the lunar cycle, and there's nowhere to go but up from here. The new moon is a beautiful time to rest, reflect on the previous lunar cycle, or in this case, the previous season as well, and set intentions for the next one ahead. The new moon is a beautiful cosmic reminder that we can always start fresh, just as we see reflected in nature and the cosmos. And just as we see that the light builds on the moon's surface all the way to its energetic and light peak at the full moon, so too can the momentum and energy around intention set right now build along with it. This is why you see many people doing new moon rituals. And with this new moon happening the day after the spring equinox, which marks the true astrological new year, we're being energetically supported to finally implement and really sort of put into action any New Year's resolutions that might have resonated with you over the previous season. Now, with this new moon being in the powerful sign of Aries, it will be an optimal time for committing to goals in alignment with qualities that of Aries. That being taking charge of our lives, being more assertive with our needs and intentions, stepping into our courage, and starting brand new endeavors. All right, next up, let's talk transit surrounding this lunation. So first up, we have to extend a special happy birthday and happy birthday season to all of our Aries friends. As we see, the sun will be entering the sign of Aries on March 20th, marking the spring equinox, zodiac new year, and the start of Aries season. Now, this season is a time of renewal, fresh starts, and making room for new beginnings. Now, as the sun enters this fiery, action-oriented sign of Aries, it can be a time of, as mentioned before, renewal, new beginnings, more drive, fresh starts, making it an overall very optimal time for initiating any projects, taking risks, and asserting our independence, which are all qualities of Aries. And with there being the new moon in the sign of Aries the following day, we see this unified energy of support for finally putting goals, ideas, or even just curiosities that might have been developing throughout the winter into action. Now, if New Year's resolutions that usually happen around the end of December, beginning of January, don't really resonate with you, that's completely understandable. As mentioned in the intro of this video, resolutions and all of these things are done in alignment with the Gregorian calendar, which was shifted from the true astrological spring equinox and New Year, that being in the spring. So as we see, nature doesn't really reflect fresh starts, does it? And we as human beings are just as a part of nature as everything else on this planet. And it's only culturally that we have been influenced to think that we're always separate. And so if you notice that you didn't really resonate with winter resolutions or anything like that, now this is because spring is the true new year, and it's reflected in nature through the new life that sprouts, blooms, and buds.
And also, it is important that we mimic the seasons, you know, nature, because food, the seasonal food, that's a real fucking thing. I mean, everything else she said was true, but I'm noticing now, like, I'm real heavy on just vegetables and fruits. I haven't really been eating meat, you know, most of the time I fast anyway. But I wanted to see, Queen Rich, how did you feel about that clip?
I loved it. It's crazy because I said something earlier in the show about just like, you know, resonating with nature and stuff, like I didn't feel it, and it never, I used to be so depressed during winter. As a kid, I was terrified of Christmas and holidays and stuff because seeing Jesus everywhere and all this angel shit, and it was just terrifying to me. So then, you know, now that I think back, I'm like, wow, what? See, I be knowing without even knowing. It just, like she said, shit, we resonate with nature. We are a part of nature, and I'm on that. I'm on all of that. Like, it amazes me seeing our life progress the way it does and everything fall into place, like how we say. We speak this shit. We set goals. We get to it, and it comes to fruition always. It's been coming to fruition around this time for the past, I think, 3 years now. So I say, what ain't broke, don't fix it. we got to be on the right path for shit to be falling in a place like it is. But yes, I love that clip. I definitely fucked with it.
All right. And so I wanted to see, Queen Rich, I did have another question for you, but while you answer this, I did want to see if it was okay if I did a one-card reading for you and I for this new year.
Hell yes. I'm down.
All right.
You know I only trust you. You know I only trust you.
Okay. I'm going to use the Everyday Tarot deck. Something plain and simple. Again, just going to do a one card reading. But I want to know, what are some things that's coming to for you in this new year? I know you spoke on, you know, your home. What else has been coming to for you? Because I swear it just feels so promising because it is. And I feel like a lot of shit has just been coming together for the both of us. But if you could just pinpoint it, what in this new year, what's different from the last year?
I have no real worries, literally. I have nothing to worry about, honestly. And that was something for me. Like, I wanted a peaceful life, and that's exactly what I have at this time. That's the main thing. I couldn't even tell anything else because it all falls into that, you know, just a peaceful mind, a loving home, income, everything. Fucking literally everything. I have no real worries.
Facts. Because, you know, and I said that because I feel that. And as you were talking, the cards are shit. Speaking what you're saying, and I just want to know, you know, after this, I just want to know if it resonates with you. Because one card, I was doing a one-card reading, but two cards flipped out and then one card flipped out covered. And so I pulled that one up for, you know, the old year, the past, and it was reversed. And so with it, it was the Four of Cups. And with that, it was just saying that, you know, you are withdrawn from your external environment and you're feeling uninspired and, you know, disillusioned and, you know, or maybe disappointed. And it was time to maybe refocus on what you needed. And so the card that landed upright and facing, it was also a Nine of Cups. And those, you know, cups are, those are offerings, opportunities. And so this one is basically just saying, you know, you are deeply satisfied with everything that you have now. The planets have aligned and you have everything you wish for. And now you're counting your blessings, you're expressing gratitude for what you've created. And again, those were the cards that quick that just populated while you were speaking. And I wanted to know, did that resonate with you? Because it felt like that's exactly what you were saying as it
yes.
was coming out.
Yes. What? This is so amazing to me. How do you do that? Girl, how do you do that? But, yes, hell yes. Like I said, like, man, to be in a whole nother spot just a year later, it's sometimes it's overwhelming, not in a bad way. It's just you don't know what to do with all of those emotions, and you do. I have tears of joy, you know what I mean? And I did start expressing gratitude. I started, you know, reading more into what I need to be doing to fulfill, you know, my wishes, to get my wishes fulfilled, not my wishes, but my manifestations, you know what I mean, like that, like what all I need to be doing, because I'm going to put the work in, I'm going to do what I need to do on my half, and I'm going to watch. Let me see. You know what I'm saying? And it's showing. It is showing, and I love it.
And I'm glad, and I really do feel like, well, I know you've put in the work and you deserve everything. Both of you, the children as well, deserve everything that is coming to them, you know, the stable home, the two incomes, just everything you, since like we started from the very beginning, you know what I'm saying? You have upgraded so much and you've changed, like, through and through, and it's amazing, like, and I know, like, for the listeners, I know they noticed the change as well, and I'm just so fucking happy for you because, again, you deserve it, and it's so crazy when pulling cards, you're welcome. I never really pull cards on myself because I know what I know, you know, and the card that popped up, it just shot up at me. It was the devil. And so the devil card in this tarot deck, it has the devil horns and it has two lovers. And then it has like a hand in the middle, you know, separating the lovers. Like you're kind of connected, but you're not tied. And so with that, it's making me aware that I know I'm aware of the unhealthy attachments, you know, addictions and the dependencies that are affecting me, and I might think it's hard to let go, but it's not. And so with that, not that I feel like it's hard to let go, I do know like it is hard to let go when the separation is needed, you know, that's needed is from family, because, you know, I'm not connected with no one like that. I don't associate myself with anyone. And so it's just kind of like, not kind of like what I do, but it's just, you don't never want to leave nobody behind, you know, but you have to realize that everybody ain't welcome where you're going.
Can't go.
And so
can't go.
I'm glad I got that card because the spring equinox, you know, it speaks about a cleansing as well. Like you stated earlier, what we call it, a spring cleaning. It doesn't just apply to your household. It applies to everyday life and, most importantly, your brain and your heart. And so when we speak of, you know, the spring equinox as well, we think of the rebirth, fertility, and whatnot. But we know that's not only, you know, birth is not the only creation, you know, giving life. So I wanted to see, Queen Rich, like, what are some things that you enjoy creating?
A happy home. Happy home. I used to have all these desires outside of my body, outside of my home, you know what I mean, that really didn't even fucking matter. And now that I'm able to create a happy home and a healthy environment, that stability and shit like that, like, this is real peace. I thought that stuff was going to make me happy, but this is, like, true happiness to be home with your kids and your spouse. You know what I mean? To be able to lay in your big ass bed and watch a big ass TV and cuddle up and like a lot of shit I took for granted, and I now see the beauty in everything. Like I used to think being in a house was restriction. You know what I'm saying? Now I really don't even leave the house unless I need to, and it's not even about spending money or anything like that. It's just I don't have that desire any longer. I'm saying that now, but, you know, every once in a while you want to get out, you want to do some things, but it was priorities was just out of whack. And I never wanted anything more than to get myself together so that I would be the one to create all of this for my children. I never wanted anybody else to do that shit for me. Or I never wanted to have to go through the shit that I did for, you know, somebody else to be putting, you know, having them print headspace than I would expect them to be while I'm gone. So I'm now living my life a different way to where I don't have to worry about being away from my children and different types of beliefs being thrown upon them, shit like that. It's just a whole, I was just about this protection, my protecting my peace, my home, my kids, my beautiful wife, all of this, my relationship, my emotions, my boundaries, my heart, all of this. Like, I'm on that. I don't know how many times I can say I'm on that.
I agree. And, you know, with creating, you know, like, sound like you, and to keep it simple, I just love creating love and happiness, you know, not necessarily for self, but for others, because like you said, you don't want anyone else to have to do this and that for your kids. You want to be able to create this. You want to be able to, just be comfortable, you know, within having what you have. And so for this new year, it's been a blessing because been real deep back into my rituals, not trying to balance the egg like everybody else, but just getting back into nature, doing, you know, my dirt soaps. I told somebody that the other day, and it was just like, what is that? And I was like, you've never done that. And I know, like, you know, each spiritual person is different, but I just love connecting with this spiritual realm. It has just been a beautiful thing, and this year has just, I feel like it's already halfway gone because I've just been doing so much, and I'm so fucking grateful. And I feel like for me, I've held myself back a lot because, again, when I came out this way, again, people can only see you one way. You know what I'm saying? And you're able to see yourself in a new light. And so it's just like, I'm just going to do all of this. And again, I'm a background person, so I don't have to be the face of something that I do. But I do know that I want to, you know, be able to continue to break generational curses. I don't want to have to, you know, live a wild-ass life. You know what I'm saying? I want to be comfortable at home. And so I'm back to working on my goals, a vision board. I know you and I, we're going to connect and we're going to create one. And I just feel like, again, everything is everything. And I know we didn't go too deep today, you know, because I don't know, it felt like the last day of school for me. But I want to also say, like, I enjoy writing, and I'm working on a new book, and with this being the last episode of season two, you know, I'll have time to execute this project, you know, outside of moving, taking a break from Vibrate Higher. You know, what will it give you time to do for your new year?
Actually enjoy my off days, not enjoy like that, but relax and not have to, you know, do shit really, because the show, it's not a lot of work. It's a lot of mental work because, you know, we have to write our stuff up. We got to put our shit together and shit like that. It's not a lot of physical work or anything like that. But actually, I think I'm going to take my off days now for, you know, I guess these couple of weeks to get my self-care days in. You get what I mean? I feel like I lost a lot of time because I like to sleep. And it's time to wake up. This fucking weather, like you said, girl, I can't wait to get back, get my feet, go outside in the dirt, get grounded. You know what I mean? I can't stand the cold. I hate it. And I literally will stay in the house for the majority of the winter time because I don't fuck with that shit. And I wish it was warm year round so I can do some fucking dirt bathing and grounding and soil walking and getting my hands in the dirt and cleaning and getting my goddamn blood filtered and shit. Like, you know what I mean? I'm so excited for that. I'm so happy for that. I'm not complaining about not one hot day. You hear me? This go round, I'm not doing that complaining because baby, when it's cold, it's depressing to me. It shuts me down. It aches my bones. I was an athlete in high school, and I have, like, fractured. You know, you fracture shit, you break shit, and all that shit. It's just, out of that shit, girl. I'm ready. I'm ready to go back feeding ducks and shit, like, going to the pond and the lake and all of that stuff. Like,
make sure you feed them some grapes, not no bread.
Okay. I was trying to figure out what I need to be doing. Do they eat sunflowers? Because we've seen the birds. I ain't gonna lie. These stuff.
Yes.
You know, once you still feed, they won't eat the fruit. I tried to feed their ass, you know, what I had. I think it was some cactus flowers or something. Like, I chopped the shit up and all of that stuff like that. You know, I tried to go out there on a nice day. They was not fucking with it. They wanted the bread. I said, damn, y'all must have been eating bread all y'all life.
That's what they used to. Don't even know their own diet. That shit crazy. Yeah. And, but yeah, I'm glad that you'll be able to get back, you know, out in nature. You know, with me writing, I'll have time to execute the project. My editor hit me today and was like, where are my stories? So I got to get on it myself. Yeah. And I know we didn't dive too deep today, But again, this feels like the last day of school for me. And with that being said, Queen Rich, do you have anything you'd like to add to the show before we close out? And what are some things that you can say we'll be coming back with in season three?
I'm definitely on the hunt for local fucking artists for Frequency Sundays. Now, if you're out there, you got a cousin, brother, sister, uncle, daddy, mama, granny, anybody that's putting some music out, I don't care what genre it is, I want some local this season three, period. And I actually, you know what, today's my little, this made me think about my little sister. Today, her birthday, happy birthday, girl. But her man, he's got a song that I really like. I need to go on and put that on there. I'm going to have to put it on there. I'm going to have to bring that. That'll probably be the first one. But, yeah, that type of shit, man. Like, we need to, like, we need y'all to come on, fuck with us, man. Like, send it in. And don't be scared. I want y'all to call. Feel comfortable. We ain't going to get on your ass. Like, you know what I'm saying? We cool. What the fuck? We cool. Come on through. But the main thing is with us is me, you know, learning the background, the studio part of the podcast. Because, honestly, I'm out here networking where I am, and I ran into a dude that actually – his wife has a podcast station, and, you know, I'm thinking of big shit. So, you know, this shit, we going up. It ain't nothing but up. I'm very optimistic about Vibrate Higher, and I can't wait. I can't wait to see how we elevate.
Me either. And I just want to say, you know, the numbers are looking fabulous in our absence. Or break, I should say. Keep running them numbers up. I feel like this was an amazing season. We had some dope-ass episodes. And we'll be back soon. And to send that music in, you know, follow us on TikTok, Vibrate Higher, Facebook, Vibrate Higher. You can even send it to my personal Facebook, Lissa Renee. When you get on there, it ain't going to have no picture. Don't worry, I'm not a scammer. Queen Rich, I don't know if you want to give your personal Facebook. But y'all do have ways of sending this shit in.
Yeah, I need to change my name because I don't want nobody, you know what I'm saying, who don't know me. Don't. You know, people can work and try to find you on Facebook. And girl, they can get on here talking about these white people, girl. They're going to be like, now, hold on. Nah, I'm just playing. But, yeah, I'm going to have to switch my name. Y'all go follow Vibrate Higher on all of them platforms.
All right, beautiful people, that is it for us. Again, happy new year to you all. You know, happy, you know, birthday to your sister. And again, it's been a dope season. Can't wait for season three. See you beautiful people later.
Before I beat it, gotta let her know I need it. Pushing deep in from the